Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, I'd like a hot dog all the way, please.
Coming up. Here you go.
Thank you. Ew. What is this?
That's a corn-based hot dog flavored tube-shaped thing. It's almost good. That'll be $4.50.
You know what? No thanks.
If almost good enough isn't good enough for you, why would it be good enough for your pet? Add Kennel Kelp to your furry friend's diet. Sprinkled on your pet's food, Kennel Kelp helps with arthritis pain and stiff joints. It can also reduce shedding, fill in missing areas, and improve their looks. Healthy pets show even more energy and have better attitudes. See results in 4 to 8 weeks. The good news is, Kennel Kelp isn't just for pets. It's good for you, too. Sprinkle it on your cereal, or use it instead of table salt when seasoning your food. Kennel Kelp is the holistic care solution for pets and their people. Safe for dogs, cats, birds, cows, chickens, reptiles, almost anything that walks, flies, or slithers. It's a holistic health solution for humans, too. To learn about their many products, visit KennelKelp.com. Get Kennel Kelp for a happier, healthier life.
Well, hello, everyone, and welcome back to another edition of the BH Sales Kennel Kelp Holistic Healing Hour with your host and moderator, me, Rapper Bill. Welcome, one and all. Some of you by invitation, where applicable, mice and church mice, Peter and Paul, every day. Ubiquitous audience, one and all, however you got here, thank you. We are indeed on the Blog Talk Radio platform here today. Welcome. Going to segue right in. It's going to be our great pleasure to welcome back Isabella Thor, I believe for the third time this year. And in just a moment, she's going to take us down the wonderful path of her most recent entry of her blog / newsletter and the essence of it. So those of you that have heard the Prelude shows, going to kind of bypass her very impressive resume and so forth as you all just go to her website quickly at your leisure or now if you can do so, IsabellaThor.com. So I'm going to welcome in Isabella from north of the border here in Maine. Welcome once again, Isabella. Good morning to yourself, and thank you for being here once again.
Hi, Bill. Thank you for having me again.
You're welcome, and it's our great pleasure. And hopefully, and you don't have to elaborate on it, the weather's all good up there, and we can discuss that on or off the air, but hopefully, hopefully all seas are calm, as they say, proverbially speaking. Welcome again, and take it away, and thanks again for being here and walking us down your nutrition entry for this month. For those of you out there that might not, you know, be familiar or are a recipient of a fine blog or newsletter or one and all, here we go. Here's Isabella. Take it away, Isabella.
Thank you so much, Bill. No problem. And yeah, proverbial seas. I really like that. That's very applicable to where I am in the world.
So
welcome, everybody. We are talking about one of my newsletters that came out this month for March of 2024. And the topic is Achieving Your Dreams, How to Be Unstoppable. I mean, who wouldn't want to be unstoppable in achieving any of their dreams, especially when it comes to their health dream, which is what I specialize in. Bill, I mean, can you imagine anybody who wouldn't want to be unstoppable?
I'm not a visionary, but I don't believe anybody's in the audience, wherever they may be, that go, I wouldn't want to be. I would say that would be a given. Thank you.
That's right. Absolutely. And that's the thing. It really is something everybody wants. And yet, when I'm sitting down with my clients and we go through the work to get them to their health dreams, a few common things get in the way. And that's what this article is all about. And the two biggest tools I give them to, you know, walk over those hurdles in their ways. And so the first hurdle that they always come across is number one, perfectionism. So specifically what this looks like in somebody's journey with me is they're doing something new to get them to their goal. Let's say that it's really important for them to drink enough water, for example, for their health goal. And we give them a daily goal of drinking, let's say, 2 liters of water. And you can convert that to your ounces really easily. I think it's above 64 ounces or so. But let's say that's the goal. So what happens often is within, you know, the first 1 or 2 weeks of them implementing that, they come back to me and they're like, okay, I did it. But like, you know, I did it like 5 days out of the week and it was awesome. I got to the 2 liters. But like then every single Saturday, I only got like a glass and I know it's just awful. And I'm just like, I'm so close to it. So that's how they speak to me usually, or they describe themselves in that moment and over the past 2 weeks. And what that is simply them not allowing themselves to be a beginner. So this is the first tool I teach them. It's called the little you. So let's say your name's Olivia, and I will teach Olivia, who's trying to drink water. Okay, just imagine when you're in those moments where you know you weren't perfect, you didn't hit the mark. Just imagine little Olivia in your mind. Imagine little Olivia as the, you know, one-year-old you that is now just learning to walk. And look at how silly she looks and how many mistakes she makes, and yet how excited as well she is to learn how to walk and be just like all the other adults in the room. And there isn't a client that I've worked with yet, Bill, that whose heart doesn't melt at just imagining themselves as the one-year-old trying to walk. You can just see it on their face when I describe this to them. Their face softens, their shoulders relax, they realize, yeah, I am a beginner. And, you know, as adults, we're so, somehow we don't think we're allowed to be beginners anymore.
But, it's so true. We've been conditioned to think that way in a percentile of the cases. So also.
Exactly. Absolutely. And I mean, we could spend all day figuring out where it comes from, but this is where it is. And this is where a lot of people are at. And this tool helps you get through that. And it really cuts through it real nice, like a butter knife through soft butter. It's just so clean. It gets to their heart right away. It opens their heart, softens their heart. And some of you might be thinking, and this used to be me too, well, this just sounds like compassion and forgiveness, which is just nonsense. And because of course, if I'm too compassionate and too forgiving of myself, then, I mean, I'll just never get anything done. And this is a huge, you know, secret thought that a lot of us have. And I've been there. And let me just tell you, that's not the whole story. Remember, though, it's like the saying, it's like this little saying that I love, curiosity killed the cat. And a lot of people don't finish the saying, which ends with, and satisfaction brought it back. So people only think their thoughts out halfway. They don't think it all the way through. Yes, you said what I mean.
That's such a great analogy, because in my humble opinion, that's kind of where we're at in the world, on not allowing or hearing or finishing sentences, pretty much regardless of the topics, but most assuredly this one. So continue. I'm glad that you finished that too, by the way. Thank you.
Yeah, I know, right? I spent many years of my life not knowing the end of that and being unendingly frustrated with how that saying existed. I was like, this can't be a real thing. We should always be curious. Okay, anyway, that's a side tangent. But so that's, I bring that as an analogy for what we were just talking about. I mean, people think if you're too compassionate and forgiving, you won't hold yourself to a standard. And here's the thing. Let's finish that thought. But if you aren't, then what? if you don't show yourself compassion and forgiveness, then what? Then you'll never be open enough to learn from your mistakes, because you'll never be open enough to looking at learning from them. Resistance equals very slow learning, if any learning at all. So this is the first step. If we are a beginner, what does a beginner do? A beginner knows they're a beginner. A beginner knows that they will fail a lot, but they are so determined, like that little one-year-old who sees all the adults around them and is like, I really want to figure this out no matter how silly I look. And how, and yeah, it really does look silly, but it's wonderful. Nobody discourages them. Nobody. And if you could do that for yourself, that would be invaluable. So that's why. This is why you need to finish your thought. Forgiveness and compassion allows for learning. Because here's the thing. You're either learning, you're either winning, that is succeeding at something, or you're learning. All right?
Correct.
That's right. Now, this is only half. This is only half of the tools that I give somebody, because you not only need to learn from your mistakes, but you also need to walk in the world with your burden lightly, so to speak. So you have this thing that you really want to get to, your health goal. It could be weight loss. It could be finally giving birth to your child. It could be getting rid of a chronic condition. You have this burden that you really want to achieve. And while you're getting there, you're the little you. You're making lots of mistakes, and you're being understanding that you're a beginner. But what else do you need in order to succeed? Let's finish that thought. What else do you need? You also need this idea called the new you, as in something that is new, fresh, shiny, so to speak. I invite you to wake up every morning like a brand new, shiniest version of you, every morning. And the new you, so let's talk about Olivia again. So the new Olivia wakes up this morning and she takes responsibility for the mistakes of yesterday, but she never, ever beats herself up for the mistakes of yesterday. And that is a huge distinction, responsibility versus beating up for yesterday. This is something that will also accelerate your learning like crazy, because you won't waste energy. You won't waste a single drop of your energy literally beating yourself up with judgment, with thoughts of, oh, this will never happen. Look, I told you so. No, none of that. You just take it in, and you improve the next day. You improve by about 0.5% every day. And how do you do that? You just do that by evaluating. What went well? What didn't go well yesterday? What can I do differently today? And that's a lot of my work week to week when I work with people. That's all we do. We figure out exactly what are the tiny hurdles in the way of them getting to their dreams and being unstoppable. And that's how we do it, day by day, consult by consult. And all of it is extremely dependent on them being open to the idea that every day you're a new version of you. And one of my favorite analogies for this is a telephone. So do you remember, Bill, when we had circle dial phones?
I remember when Thomas Edison and I went to school together, but yes, I do. Yes, I do quite well. All
oh,
kidding
my goodness.
Aside, I do. When I was a child, that's exactly was the phone in the household, if you will.
Amazing.
For sure.
Yeah, I think mine too. This is one of my favorite analogies on why you should do this, as in adopt the new you mentality. So imagine the circle dial phone. You know that X amount of time ago, that phone, and we're talking about a phone, you know, that's on a mount and has circle to dial the numbers, just in case you don't know what that means. So not that long ago, that phone was all the rage. It was the shiniest, most inventive, brilliant idea to have ever existed for phones. Okay? Absolutely. And the thing is, if you held that phone in your hands today, right now, would you spend any time at all yelling at it for all the features that it doesn't have yet? For example, it doesn't have a touch screen. It can't play you music, like 100 pieces of music. doesn't connect to the internet.
It doesn't have redial. It doesn't have callback, et cetera, et cetera.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
It doesn't have redial. I love that. Okay. No, of course not. You wouldn't spend any time yelling at it. Most likely, you'd be, like, so fascinated that that was, like, the best version back then, you know? And, yeah. And your smartphone today has 100 times more fancy features than that old circle dial phone.
For sure.
And that's why you should also not spend any time yelling at the past versions of yourself. You were a circle dial phone once, but you didn't know any better. And today, you're the most updated, most wisest, experienced version of yourself to ever have existed. So that's it. And most of the time at this moment, my clients realize when I teach them this, that it really does have no meaning, spending time on the things that you regret, mistakes, things that you said or didn't say, things like projects you finished and didn't finish. It really doesn't have any meaning to yell at yourself for those things.
Exactly.
Because you didn't know any better.
Did you want to indeed, you know, with all client privileges and all of that, with all due respect, of course.
Yeah.
Does he want to elaborate about the said Olivia and her situation? That's in the newsletter, but that's up to your discretion here. If you wanted to go right into that as an example.
Oh, sure. Absolutely. Yeah, she's absolutely in the newsletter. And Olivia represents many clients that I've had in the past. She's not an actual person, but she represents a certain kind of person that
I
always
work
with.
So we're protecting.
We're protecting.
I love that. No, I love that.
Yeah, but this is so.
I continue. No one's getting offended for any reason whatsoever. Continue.
Exactly. Yeah. Thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah. I mean, and this allows me to talk about her, people like her, very,
exactly.
very protected.
I love that. I love that.
Yes.
Love
good. And so what happens when you do this? What happens when you understand that you'll never be 100% prepared and understand you'll never do things 100% the right way because you're learning, and that's the best way to get to your goal is to keep learning. You either learn or you win. So what happens when you do that? Well, you become the kind of person who takes responsibility for yesterday's mistakes, does not waste any time beating themselves up. So then they take all that extra energy and they push it, it naturally goes into all the other parts of their life that they're not living out. So I like to ask my clients this question: what else would you be doing right now if you knew your health dreams were inevitable? Because if you treat your goals and your dreams like this, you keep learning and you keep going, you don't stop, you will get to your dreams. You will lose those last pounds. You will get to that full-term pregnancy and see your child's eyes open after multiple past miscarriages, like a typical Olivia I would see in my practice. Or you will sleep like a champion, you know? Or you will go to your doctor and you'll get a reverse diagnosis. I it's one of my favorite things.
Of course. Yeah.
You know, and they're like, oh, yeah, we're wrong about that rheumatoid arthritis that we diagnosed with you last year. Sure you were. We resolved it. That's what happened. Okay, so what happens with that? People finally start living their lives. They stop waiting to live their lives. So specifically, the really common ones, this is a common thing across all conditions I've seen, but this is very relatable to most people if I talk about losing weight, because many people are familiar with that obsessive journey of losing weight and what it can be and how much energy it can take out of your life, because you just constantly try something new and you fail at it. And then you try something new and you fail at it. And you spend so much time in that diet detail drama, which is what I call, and just you loop and you loop and you loop. And hours of your life are spent on those ridiculous details. So
literally and figuratively on the treadmill, the implement and the and the context that you're just consistently on the treadmill. Continue.
That's a good one. You guys, everybody, just think about that again. You're on the treadmill continuously. Yep, absolutely. Well said. Yes. So now what if they get to a program that actually works and continuously works and teaches you to stop looking at diet drama details and just focus on living your life in a way that brings you joy?
Exactly.
Because the process will work. It slowly teaches you that you can trust the process because it really will work. And then, like a beginner, even though you have all this drama about not doing the process perfectly, you'll be okay because I'll teach you how to be a new Olivia. And then you'll be like, okay, I can be really embarrassing at this, but I will get better. I will get better. And then we will also make sure that you'll stop the habit of beating yourself up because you're now a new Olivia every morning. And you'll take responsibility, and I help you do that because I'm here also for accountability. And that's it by itself, a whole topic worth like a couple hours of discussion. Accountability is profound. And just one sentence I'd like to say to everybody about this: accountability is not for weak people.
Correct.
Accountability is for the smartest people who want to get to their goal the fastest.
That's such a key point for sure from the practitioner, but from the lay person, I can concur infinity. Concur
to infinity.
No, seriously, thank you for that. Continue.
No, absolutely. It really is true. And I personally went through that myself too. I thought that, oh, I can just do this alone. But that is a complete, that's just a story you're telling yourself. And just take my word for it and Bill's, the smartest people that want to get to their goal the best way, they all find accountability serious, genuine accountability partners. And that moves the needle incredibly fast.
Absolutely.
And who wouldn't want to get to their goal 10 times faster?
Exactly.
Like we're saying. Yeah.
Exactly.
Who wouldn't? Exactly. And honestly, it doesn't even have to cost you anything. Just find anyone with a similar goal to yours with at least similar amount of commitment. Boom, you're done. The scary part about it is that you just have to admit what you want to somebody else and then show up. That's why the smartest people take accountability, because they know they need to be vulnerable to get what they want. But it's so worth it, guys. It's so worth it. Okay, so that was the 3 hours on accountability in 2 minutes.
That's a hard thing to synopsize. So you did an excellent job.
Oh, my gosh.
Thank you. Thank you so much for that.
Thank you. Okay. Well, I mean, I would like to say that these two tools are so freeing to people, because my goal as their practitioner is to make sure that they're unstoppable in a way that actually gets them back to enjoying their life. I want you to be spending time with the people you love more. I want you to be spending time doing the things you love more. I want you out of the diet detail drama or whatever chronic condition detail drama you're in. I want you to find a process to trust that has evidence that it works, and then go, keep going. Because honestly, the best way to be unstoppable is to just not stop. And the new you, the new Olivia, and the little Olivia will help you get there. Because they're ultimately the ingredients of unstoppability. It's amazing. It's just incredible. And I'm talking about shifts every day towards a specific goal. So, for example, we talked about water. So not only do we work on like the little things that get in the way of you drinking enough water every day, but I also put into place, so let's say like you don't have a water bottle, for example. Like that's a common one. Like, boom, we get a water bottle. Problem solved.
Exactly.
Now we're 1% closer, you know, to getting to your ultimate goal.
You eliminated one excuse, if you will, by doing so.
Ooh, I like that. Because, yeah, you're right. Ultimately, it is an excuse. It's like, I don't know what to do.
I don't have time, or I can't get the bottle, or whatever. You've eliminated that excuse. That's a good step.
It really is. And honestly, underneath that is exactly what you're saying, though. It is often people wanting to lounge in indecision and uncertainty and I don't know. Those are the huge, the big lounge areas that I see in people. They're just, I just don't know. And so because of that, they take it as an excuse not to move forward. Or they just haven't decided yet.
Exactly.
And I promise you guys, more time is wasted on indecision than one decision, okay?
You can literally spend a lifetime trying to convince yourself.
Yes.
Because of the conundrum and the spiral and the vortex. It's really not funny, but it kind of is. But I mean, it's not funny. I mean, it's not funny at all.
No.
But
yeah.
In a different slant on it. And real quickly, because we have plenty of time, there's 15 minutes. I threw out an off-the-cuff question in the description of this show. And let me just find my notes here. What was that? Because I think it plays kind of to right where we are at the implement. Yeah, I just said something like, I said something in the, you know, in the description of this show to everybody, and yourself included, of course. Would you find the concept of effortless effort, would you find that concept paradoxical in and of itself, caveat, because of the aforementioned way that we might have grown up, we're taught differently, et cetera, et cetera. If my question just made any sense, I'll let you expand on that.
Well,
if you need me to repeat it, I can gladly do that.
No, good. I really, first of all, I really like your questions.
Thank you so much.
Yes, I actually love talking about that. And the way I understand your question is that how do we make something important to us effortless is really ultimate, whether or not we grew up that way or not. How do we get there? Yes. Okay. So this first step, like we already talked about, we take responsibility, we keep learning from our mistakes, and we never, and we always have that core sense of, hey, we're a beginner, and we go from there. So that's the very beginning. The next step to get to effortless is automation. Have you guys heard of this? Making things automatic.
Correct.
Automaticity is one of my favorite things. I could talk about it ad infinitum because it's so liberating. So what is it? Ultimately, in my world, automaticity is when you make something, an action, that is getting you to your goal. So you make that action so easy for yourself that it takes no willpower. It becomes like almost a true reflex, so to speak. That's our goal. We want it to be more than a habit. We want it to be almost a reflex. So how do you do that? That's when I also have, I introduce something called rituals to my clients. It is so profound. So every time I work with somebody, I only have them commit to, I teach them this process of the mighty checklist. The mighty checklist, very simple outline. At the top is their identity statement. Who do you want to be? Like, what's the dreamiest end case scenario for you when you reach your health goal? What does it feel like? It's beautiful. I love that part of it. But then underneath, there's a list that goes Monday to Sunday. And in that list, for every column, there's a list of actions that you can do every day. And beside every action is a little check box. And for example, let's say somebody is wanting to lose a lot of weight. Okay, they want to get to their dream right-sized body, whether or not it's for fitness, to gain muscle, or to actually just fit into some sort of clothing that they really, or be in a certain state in their body. Okay, so what sorts of rituals do I typically see on this kind of person's checklist? Well, every day I usually have the slow breath on the checklist. We talked about the slow breath last time, but ultimately it's just a way to calm down your nervous system. So when I have people who want to lose weight for the last time, I need to make it automatic. Number one, almost always the people that come to me that want to do that, they're often, and I love them to death, you know, and I'm the same way. We're so in our heads about it. And I need to get them out of their heads. And they're often very emotionally, like their emotions influences their body a lot. Whenever I see that, I know for sure the first ritual we need to master together is the slow breath. So if that's you, I also recommend that you start with the slow breath. So every day, just write down the slow breath and how to do it. And that is when you breathe 3 to 5 times a minute or so. And that's when you breathe in for 5 seconds, out for 5 seconds, in for 6 seconds, out for 6 seconds. We did a whole thing about it. So go back then and listen to how to do that. But you just start with something. This is something to start with. And then what we do is we make sure they do it consistently in a very specific way, because habits need to be made in a specific way. For example, when you turn off the lights at night, then you have this habit come in. Like, that's the kind of specificity I need to have with habit formation, because that will make it even more automatic when you do it over time. So as soon as you wake up, that's a big habit formation opportunity for most people. What do you do as soon as you wake up? Boom, can you do something that will help you get to your goal? For this one, for the slow breath, I usually have people, it doesn't happen just once a day. It happens whenever they need it. So as we spoke of before, we've described the whole thing in another radio show. But basically, it's when you notice overwhelm and thought loops in your mind, then it's time to practice the slow breath. And every day when you look at your checklist, you just have to ask yourself, did I do this? Yes or no, when I felt overwhelmed or in a thought loop? Yes or no. Check it off or you circle it. If you circle it, that means, hey, you failed. It's time to learn from it. And that's okay, remember, because you're little you, and tomorrow you'll be a new you, and we're going to do better by 0.5% to 1% at a time. And this I have them do for at least 90 days. You have heard probably of the very popular misconception that a habit becomes automatic at 28 days.
Absolutely.
A month, right? That is absolutely not good data, okay? What we are seeing is that the true number is on an average, and this is usually the case. The truth is usually a lot more messier than people want you to believe. But here's the thing. It's usually an average between, you know, a month to like half a year. Like,
exactly.
That's the real range of automation, like how things take.
I agree. And going back to Landman's experience, when I take courses or whatever I do for self-enrichment, I try to split that, difference and give it at least 90 days, because I know for myself that would only be fair for my repertoire or what have you. So I love your checklist. I love your checklist. That we just use a little tiny bit of different jargon. Who cares? We call it a journal. Workouts for Geriatrics, those folks that might be listening to one of my audio shows here on that. And with about 7 minutes left, I'm going to take about 2 minutes here and let you segue out at about the five-minute mark to revisit all the subjects at hand, your website, and what might be next time around. And here's what I got, maybe to hopefully tease the audience a little bit, and I'll let you explain the point. Here it is. So what I did is I went back and I thought to myself, perhaps with the checklist for sure from Isabella, I love that one, and you can reach out to her directly and she'll expand upon that in a second for sure. Get that checklist. Yeah. But how about whatever it is that you compare it to in your life? I'll use the crazy example. Remember when you learned how to ride a bike and how confident you were and the training wheels came off and all those crazy examples? But maybe if you flash back to something you did accomplish while you're trying to accomplish the checklist, it gives you the self, you know, well, I did it before when I was trying to learn how to ride a bike, my example. One more. And what about the biggest challenges that comes under the umbrella of what we talk about, holistic healing, well-being, and of course that comes under Isabella's guides to the business and the practice and the modalities. So what topics would you guys and gals love to have Isabella and I talk about that perhaps we haven't covered in the three shows that might be on our horizon? And here's the thought. Maybe, and it's about 30 days because she comes back at the end of the month, embraced around her, you know, News Monthly letter and blog, which is what we'll talk about next time around. My point is, maybe the dinners that we talked about today, there's an automatic 30 days to start in your cycle, just saying. So if you want to take over from there, Isabella, I'm going to let you go ahead and segue out with about a good 5 minutes to do so to make sure we didn't lose anything in the translation today, including if you want to go right to your website quickly. Take it away.
Sure thing. I think I'd love to wrap it up with just, well, you kind of you preluded to this really well.
Thank you.
So as you're doing this and you're practicing getting better, you might make a mistake along the way.
Okay.
And that's okay. As we talked about, this is because you're a beginner. Of course you're going to make a mistake. I hope you do. And more than that, I hope you learn from it. And ultimately, and the way I cultivate effortlessness in achieving your health dreams is by converting all that effort into effortlessness. And the way you do that is just by following this process. And most of all, picking something like a ritual to get you to your goal. If you know for sure that there is a certain little thing that you need to do to get you closer to your ritual, start that right now. Do it for 90 days, and then after 90 days, enjoy doing it effortlessly. Don't stop doing it. And then every 90-day cycle, add a new thing that you know for sure would get you to your goal. And this is how you make the impossible health dreams become improbable health dreams to becoming the inevitable health dreams that you want. Because, and I can't help but say this everywhere, wherever I go, ordinary things done consistently create extraordinary results.
Well, I love that.
Yeah, and it's true. So this is how I've mastered most of the things that I've dreamt of my whole life in my health, and it works. So we have about 2 minutes to go. So
yep.
I think the best thing to leave people with is just also, we would love to have your questions for us. Anything at all, including topics like Bill mentioned, if there are topics you want us to cover, or if there are questions about topics that we have already covered, we totally welcome that. And I got some questions privately on my email, and they were mostly about just, you know, how do you practice the slow breath like day to day? Do you just like do it whenever you can, or like during one portion of the day? And although we did cover this in our radio interview, I just want to say here that it is every time you notice tension, overwhelm, and negative thought loops, every time you feel it. So it's not a one time a day practice. So that was a big question that I got in my email.
I love that. And real quickly, was that precipitated by one of our shows, or you did that from an outside source in general pertinent to the subject?
I believe I shared our radio show, and then my list responded somehow. I don't know.
That's great, because that's what we're trying to achieve here. So I love that.
That's right. Interaction. And you let me know if you ever get.
Thank you, whomever, and thank yourself. So thank you, both parties on that. No, that's what we're doing here. That's wonderful news. Wonderful. So you still have a minute. I didn't want to cut you off. You have a minute if you want to squeeze in a couple.
Yes. Oh, I just wanted to say that as well. If you ever have questions coming into your inbox, you're welcome to bring them up, Bill, or message them to me at any time that you like. Yeah, I think that brings us to a close. I run a private practice in the virtual world. I work with clients from all over the world, from Europe to United States to Canada. And this is what I do. I help you make your health dreams inevitable. And this was a little bit of the philosophy and the process of how I do that. And if you want to start working with me today, you're welcome to go to my website, isabellathor.com, and we can start a discovery call. It's totally free. So you're welcome to go there to get started. Thank you so much, Bill.
Thank you, Isabella. I'll talk to you shortly after the show ends. And bye-bye for now, everyone. We'll see you again tomorrow. Continue listening and pay it forward. Make it a safe and productive day. Peace, everybody.